Good afternoon and welcome to Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Tritton, and we've got another full hour of sports talk coming up as we'll be concentrating on Northwest Missouri State Athletics. And Matt, again, this Bearcat Athletic Department's been very, very busy. A lot of things took place this past weekend. Another busy schedule this weekend as well with the combination of fall and winter sports really getting into it full force here.
Yeah, they do put a lot on the schedule, that's for sure. Postseason, though, coming up as we're getting set, only two more volleyball matches before they roll into the MIAA tournament, a chance to clinch their first ever MIAA regular season title this week. Northwest Missouri State Soccer with their first postseason match in the MIAA tournament on Sunday. They got a win in that one 3-0 over Washburn. Three goals coming in the second half there. So things rolling. And of course, Bearcat Soccer back in action this Friday as they'll be taking on Emporia State in Warrensburg. A chance to get it into the MIAA championship. So we've got postseason there. We're getting set for postseason cross country with the MIAA championships coming up on Saturday in Joplin before the region championships a couple weeks after that, once again back in Joplin. And then, of course, as you mentioned, you know, football only has a couple weeks left in the regular season. We've got basketball starting up on both sides, so a whole lot going on. But as some things are kind of coming to an end, really not coming to an end just yet, because the success, they just keep on pushing forward.
Yeah, it really is something else to watch, the success a lot of these fall sports have had. In that soccer match on Sunday, it was really just kind of looking to see who was going to blink first in that one. Scoreless first half, but when Northwest got things rolling offensively in that second half, the floodgates open up, and three goals within a fairly short period of time, and they put that match away.
Yeah, they did, and they've shown they've been capable of scoring a lot of goals as this eight-game winning streak has gone on, but more specifically, the defense has been so good. Letty Bonifacio is a co-defensive player of the week, has announced, or of the year, I should say, in the MIAA, has announced last week. I've also had Lily Ellis put on just a terrific year as a redshirt freshman, a goalkeeper in the MIAA. She's a goalkeeper of the year in the league. They pitched another shutout against Washburn. They've only given up one goal during this current eight-game win streak, so they have been really, really good. But a chance to really check off another box with one of those teams that's given them some struggles over the years, that's Emporia State, a 3-2 loss to Emporia on the road earlier this season. So, you know what? Exercise some demons, a chance to get into the MIAA championships, and really up that seeding within the region tournament, which is coming up here in a couple weeks as well. The Bearcats were seventh in the last region ranking, so you know a win over Emporia State and getting into the title game would do a whole lot for Northwest Missouri State this weekend.
Bearcat football in the top 10 now in the Central Region rankings, or I guess Super Region 3 rankings, as they are called in football, after a win on Saturday defeating Nebraska Kearney, coming back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you know what? The playoffs still a couple weeks out, and the top seven can get into the playoffs, and Northwest Missouri State still sitting at number 10 right now, but it's take care of the games in front of you. You know what? This is a Missouri Southern team that should finish with a winning record. You've got Emporia State, who's number 9 in the Super Region 3 rankings, so if you get a couple wins there, that boosts your strength of schedule. Of course, your win total keeps improving at the same time. Northwest Missouri State will do just fine. It's all about just kind of worrying about the Bearcats at this point, focusing on themselves, coming out, executing at Senior Day coming up against Missouri Southern. So if the Bearcats can do that, they'll be A-OK.
Bearcat basketball on the women's side, a couple of exhibitions down, one more to go after losses to Missouri and Drake last Wednesday and then Sunday. Now tonight, matchup with Doan at Bearcat Arena, a different type of exhibition here this evening, and a homecoming of sorts for a couple of former Bearcats.
Yeah, and you saw the Bearcats take some strides there from Missouri to Drake, and of course different types of teams, different styles, but Northwest just came out, you know, a little more confident, knocked some rust off against Missouri, looked better against Drake, and you expect the results, of course, to be even better playing Doan at home. But yeah, Gene Steinmeier returning to Maryville, of course, the head coach for many, many years, one of the winningest coaches in Bearcat program history, but now the chance to step in and, that homecoming, as you mentioned, of being honored on the court. And, of course, everybody loves Coach Steinmeier and all the things he did here at Northwest. So that'll be fun. And Mallory McConkie, a GA with the program now, too. So it'll be fun to see some familiar faces in that way, and also see Northwest with the chance to, again, take another step forward before the regular season starts.
And that's a 6 o'clock start tonight. Airtime is 5:30 with our pregame leading up to the tip-off at 6 o'clock. And then the men's basketball team, they head down to Florida for a chance to open up their season. And normally in the past few years, it's been at St. Joe with that College Hall of Fame Classic taking place there. But they've moved that down to Lakeland, Florida, and a chance to go up against a couple pretty good teams in 5th-ranked West Texas A&M and then Flagler.
always starting with a tough schedule has been McComb in the non-conference, so that doesn't change at all. But also, nice to see these guys with a chance to get away, go down to Florida. Of course, I'd say nice weather. We've got pretty nice weather right now in Maryville. But head down to Florida, enjoy that, a new experience, hop on the flight, go down there and begin the season in earnest in a big way. And, of course, the NABC preseason rankings coming out today, Northwest number one nationally in that preseason poll. So rightfully so, lost Trevor Hudgens. That's a big loss. But the team that brings back just so much talent and experience, they'll be fun to watch.
And we'll have the broadcast of both of those games this weekend as well, right here on KXCV KRNW. Again, we got a lot coming up on the program here this afternoon. When we come back, we'll continue on as we'll talk with the quarterback of the Bearcat football team, Braden Wright. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking now with quarterback for the Bearcat football team, Braden Wright. And Braden, coming off a good win this past Saturday afternoon, a 10-point comfort behind victory as you're down by 10, coming up and picking up that 28-24 victory over Nebraska Kearney out in Lincoln. Let's just kind of go back to the start of the fourth quarter and kind of the mindset of the team as you found yourselves down by 10 points but found a way to get back in that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those that it's like, you know, it takes the whole team. It takes a belief of a team. So, you know, I'd say going into the fourth quarter, I think, yeah, we were down 10. And there was never a waiver. That's what I thought was really impressive. From top to bottom of the roster, there was never a waiver of, like, can we do this? Can we come back and win this? It was, you know, just how are we going to get it done? What's going to be the way we do it this week? So, obviously, we saw it was the ground game. Everyone was running the ball well. The running backs, O-line played amazing. They're down the stretch, and it was awesome to see. So, yeah, like I said, there was no lack of belief from anyone. It was just finding which way we were going to win, like how we were going to get it done. Not if we were going to get it done, how we were going to get it done.
It really seemed like in that fourth quarter, the O-line just kind of made a statement there and put the game on their shoulders just a little bit. And I don't know if I've seen them this season block as well and do as well as they did for the running game in particular as they did in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a testament to how hard they've worked. I mean, one of the main run schemes we were going with was our outside zone concepts. And you know, for a long time, you can ask any of them. I'm sure they'd be the first to admit it. That was what we struggled with a lot. And, you know, they put a lot of that weight on them throughout the whole season. It's like, we have to improve, and they really have. And that's what's, you know, it's been fun to watch. A lot of changing pieces to it this season, and we've had injuries now too. So, I mean, it was obviously going to be tough to get all that in chemistry from day one of the season, day one of fall camp. So, yeah, seeing them kind of put it together and see the culmination of their work the whole season in this game, and such a big game too. It was fun to watch. It was fun to be a part of it.
And how much fun has it been to watch the progress of Jamar Boye? It seems like he's kind of a guy, Swiss Army knife, and a lot of people kind of talked about because he can kind of step in wherever you need him in that offense. And, again, he had some big runs there in that fourth quarter.
Oh, definitely. That was a guy when I remember the first day I met him when he got here, when he transferred here. And I saw him running. I was like, dude, you don't look healthy. And he had just coming off knee injuries and watching him, one, get his body back to health and then he really just that allows him to show what he can really do. He's a freak athlete. He can catch the ball. He runs great routes. He runs good enough routes to be a receiver. Runs the ball well enough to be a full-time running back, and that's all he does. But the great thing about him is he does it all. Lines up in a lot of different spots for us. So seeing him kind of catch a stride coming down this stretch run of the season too, it's fun to watch. He's an electric player, and getting him the ball is never a bad idea. Obviously, I think everyone can see that. So, Yeah, watching Jamar just work every day is awesome.
It seems too like a lot of different parts of that offense are beginning to come together here as you come to the stretch run here. Again, you alluded to some injuries. Offensive line obviously has been hit with some injuries yourself, Mike as well, and then this receiver too, and running back. I mean, about every position out there has had a problem with injuries. But right now, kind of seeing what the potential of that offense is when you get a few guys back and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's been potential for a long time because we've had injuries, we've had, you know, not executing, not being ready to play, whatever it may be that week. At the end of the day, that was always excuses, and we finally, hopefully, are kind of trending in the direction where we're going to start, you know, seeing us put all those different experiences, different learning experiences, different games we've won, different games we've lost, and put those all together into, you know, the ability to be a great team then. As an offense specifically, we just haven't been up to par a lot of the season, and that's a lot of weight that we carry, obviously, each and every day. And I think that's what continues to drive it. You know, week 10, I was just telling you guys, like, I feel like it's week 10, but you know, still being able to show up to work every day because we know how much better we can be, and turning that potential into like a reality and being a great team. So that's kind of the fuel right now, and what's kind of pushing that to be not just a thought anymore. It's like we have to do this now. We have to become great now because we're running out of time.
You know, looking at some of your career stats, I think maybe some people don't fully realize this, but over 4,000 yards passing, over 1,000 yards rushing in your career, just one of 12 current quarterbacks right now in Division II that have stats such as that, and that's just something that you can kind of look back on. Obviously, a lot of football left to be played here, but something that's very special.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, my freshman year probably I was like, oh, wow, I want to go for all these records. What is it now, 5 years later, I'm sitting here and like I forget about it all, and just how many, you know, just different games, different battles, different people have, you know, like went into games with that have like played into that. Actually, one of our student managers, Graham McMorrow, was like asking me if I knew how many touchdowns I had in my career. I'm like, Graham, I have no idea, and he knows, and it's just, that's going to be something, you know, that I hope I can be proud of it someday, but right now, you know, I'm focusing on whatever's right at the task at hand ahead of us, because it does feel like there's a lot of football left to play for this team, and obviously a lot more to play for than just stats right now. So,
well, I can tell you, as far as career rushing touchdowns, that's 27 right now, and you've had a couple big ones this season, including that one that proved to be the game winner on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's fun, getting the, you know, you were saying I was a little banged up beginning of the year, but feeling my body like kind of trend back to healthy, it makes me feel like I'm 19 again running around up there. Playing, yeah. Hopefully playing a little bit less stupid than I did then, and kind of more concerned about my health a little bit. You know, it just feels good to be able to move around again and be able to do things with my legs like I at once was able to do week in and week out. So it's been fun to trend back to the healthy side and be able to do that.
And you've had some significant health issues you've had to deal with. Of course, I think a lot of people know the story from last year by now, and then of course this year with the back and a few things. So it's not like it's been easy for you the last couple of years.
No, it's definitely been a challenge. Obviously playing and winning football games is a huge challenge, and then I never thought I'd have to deal with the injury stuff that I have. You know, I think that's all what just makes it all so much more worth it and so much more fulfilling, is that, you know, I'm playing to you know, have fun. It's a game, playing to fight alongside with the people I'm with, and it's also playing to prove to myself that I can still come back from things that I've went through and be able to get my body back in enough shape to play football again, because it is a very demanding physical sport. Even though I play quarterback, I guess I play a very not physical position in the grand scheme of things, but
I don't know. You take some hits out there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, just a few. But I mean, that's what makes it, you know, it's another reason to be driven to want to play and want to like perform to your best, is because, you know, going through injuries, you want to be able to come back. That's one of the things that I think drives a lot of people that go through an injury where they're out significant time, where it's, you know, that's my new drive. Like, I want to come back from this. So that definitely was true for me. And this year, not as much, but definitely last year, and then going into the offseason, that was a huge focus for me.
And this being a senior year for you too, what strikes me too is just the leadership that you're providing out there as well. Just kind of talk about when you look around on the offense, a lot of new faces this year, and again, a young offensive line. You've got some receivers that are coming into the program. They have a lot of talent, but getting used to the Bearcat program. Just talk about the leadership role you've taken this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's for, I feel like 3 years now, that's kind of what I've been like, all right, this is what I have to do. I think it's finally culminated into this year where I feel comfortable in that role, and it's not always fun. That's what my roommates and I live with Sam Phillips, Zach Howard, and Elijah Green, so three other captains as well, and we're sitting there talking. I'm like, gosh, it's not during the winter. it's not fun to have to be the guy that, you know, is telling people like what to do and like always kind of being like quote unquote the bad cop. But, you know, I think that's part of it. And I think that was a huge learning experience for me. And I think that's going to, you know, pay a lot for my future, just being able to have kind of leadership roles in my life now. You know, but that's been a huge challenge, something I never would have thought it would be this much of a challenge. But, you know, I'm very grateful for that, that football has given me that. It's like forcing me almost into those leadership roles from a younger age. So thankful for that. I hope I did it justice in my time here. I hope I can finish up the season with that and, you know, just hopefully set a standard and example for guys to come after me.
And let's just talk about what you're doing academically. I know, I think talking before we went on here, working on finishing up your MBA, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I'll be done. I think December 9th is the day I walk. So, you know, not that I'm counting the days, but I am excited to be done with school. But yeah, MBA December 9th will be done.
What's the goal after graduation?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be accepting a job here in the Kansas City area pretty soon. So, you know, I'll be getting married right after the season. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but I'll be getting married right after the season in January and then moving to Kansas City, going to work and hopefully just living a normal life, you know, rest up my body a little bit. And yeah, we'll see. I don't know where it'll take me, but that's kind of the initial plan as of now.
Well, a lot of life changes coming up here, but you still have a few weeks of football to go here, a couple during the regular season, and if it all goes as planned here, the next couple ball games, hopefully a nice little run in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
And what are some of the keys as you take a look at this week? Missouri Southern is the opponent, a team that's much improved over what mm-hmm. they've been the last several years, and it's one you just can't look past here this weekend.
Yeah, that's definitely another one of those teams. I was talking about it with Carney last week. It's like just from when I was even being recruited to the point where now, like the way these Missouri Southern's the same way, like from where they were then to where they are now, it's a completely different program. You know, we've watched, you know, a decent amount of film on them just throughout the season of watching other teams. They're a very good team. They're a really good football team. You know, they got really good athletes on their team, and they're a really good coach football team now. So that's obviously not a game we can overlook. That's a challenging opponent who's going to bring it. You know, they got a lot to play for, too. They're going for a winning season, first one. And I don't know when it was, but Coach Wright was talking about it. You know, so they're playing for something. It's a little different goal, but, yeah, they're going to bring it, and we know that. So hopefully that's not a game that the team is overlooking. I don't think we are at all. But, yeah, we're excited for it because, you know, it is just the 1-0 mentality. And if we want to go where we want to go, we have to win this week.
One final question before we let you go here. This past weekend playing in Kearney, you're an Elkhorn, Nebraska native. How much fun was it just to come back? I know it's a little bit of a drive out to Kearney, but and maybe a similar distance between Elkhorn to Maryville to out to Kearney. But to be playing in the state of Nebraska, what did that mean to you last week?
It's actually funny because me and I room with Joe Krause, one of the quarterbacks, who's also from Seward, Nebraska. And we were just making jokes about it the whole week about how it's homecoming for us. It was their homecoming, and it was homecoming for us, too. And it is fun to get to go play in your home state. That's the only game you get to in the MIAA to play in Nebraska. So hadn't played there since 2019, and we lost that game, too. So that it was the, kind of a distaste. But, yeah, you know, it's fun. Just I had a few members from my family, one of my old high school coaches, former teammate that played at Kearney was there. So getting to see people like that for the first time in a while, I mean, that's fun. Getting to go back home, it's fun. We stayed in Lincoln, so closer to home there. I mean, it's just a good time. It was kind of a funny running joke for the week, but yeah, looking back on it now, I'm glad we got to go back my senior year.
All right, well, Braden, thanks a lot for being with us, and again, we'll look forward to the next few weeks coming up for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that's Braden Wright, quarterback for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll be back and have more on the Coaches Show right after this timeout.
CV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pete's Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch, we are talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball as the Bearcats getting set to wrap up the regular season at home this week. Central Oklahoma is coming up on Wednesday, and then Newman at home on Friday. Joining us, Amy Wirth, head coach of the Bearcats, and Alyssa Rezach, a junior setter. Coach, we kind of look at it, kick down the door over the weekend, big win over Fort Hays and Nebraska Kearney. Now you have a chance to win the first MIAA title in Bearcat history coming up on Wednesday, getting a share at least, and potentially outright taking both the matches this week. Are you just ready for, like, Wednesday to get here? Have you been ready for Wednesday since Saturday at this point?
Yeah, I want to play tonight is what I said in our pregame talk, or our talk here today was, let's play now because I want to get it over with from the standpoint of just waiting for us to take on UCO. It's a very exciting time for us.
Alyssa, how do you kind of manage the excitement, the anticipation, but also kind of focus it and filter it into a certain direction to where it's productive and you don't come out too amped up on Wednesday?
Right. Yeah, I think we just need to keep the mindset of, yeah, it's right there, but it's not ours yet. We got a lot of work to do. We got two good teams coming in that want to take that from us and have an opportunity to do that. So we just need to play our game and be excited because it is a cool opportunity, but just keep our heads on straight and go earn it.
I'd imagine this has kind of the feel of the mix between you played in some big-time matches, whether it's in tournaments or playing some highly ranked teams, but then also the feel of, like, opening day of, like, hey, it's our first match since, you know, last fall. Let's get going again. A lot of energy mixed into that. Is there kind of a feel of that, or is this completely different than you felt in your college career?
It's a little bit different, but I think I would just keep the same mindset of, you know, you just have to go in there and do what you do. It's exciting to have this opportunity. It's exciting to have a new season at that time, and it's exciting to have this opportunity now. So just going in there and playing our game and doing what we do is all you can really do right now.
The Bearcats over the weekend knocked off Fort Hays in five sets, took down number 8 Nebraska Kearney in four sets, both of those at home. Coach, we've kind of talked at different times throughout this year about, you know, some of those unranked teams being the scary matches. You come out, you get up two sets on Hays, they come back and even things up. All of a sudden, it's 13-8 in the fifth set. What's the discussion like? What's the feeling like from your perspective as that match got late?
I never felt we were out of it. Our girls kept talking through the scenarios. They weren't broken. Like, they hadn't broken us yet from the standpoint of, like, pushing us over the edge and thinking that was over. Like, obviously, you know, we thought we could still win it. And so I just felt like we had this fight left in us, and I was thinking in my brain, we need more points. Like, when it comes to how many points we play in the fifth, because we potentially we're going to run out, you know, with only two left to be able to get our work done. So I was wishing for more points. There was a couple points where I was like, we've got the stuff in us to win this. I know we do. I just don't know if we're going to do it within the points that we play. And they turned that around and ran off 7 straight. And it was great to see Carson be able to do that.
Alyssa, this team is so just process oriented and focusing point to point to point, not really letting every outside distractions kind of work their way in typically. At what point did it feel like, all right, we've got momentum and we've got this? And was it just the first couple of, like, clawing your way back? Was it actually taking a 14-13 lead? When did you feel like we're going to win this?
I'd say pretty late in the fifth. You know, I knew we needed to start right away, and we didn't, and we were down a couple points. So I think I just really tried to keep the team positive, and we had a couple big plays that got us some momentum, and then we just carried on from there. And I think the team did a really good job of, like, focusing on finishing that match. And it's hard to look forward to a match like that knowing what you have on Saturday, but we just tried to remind each other that Saturday doesn't even matter if we can't take care of tonight. So I think that kind of played like a little backhand motivator for us.
And you get the job done, a couple big wins for Northwest Missouri State. You come away as the MIAA setter of the week for the fifth time this season, and ultimately come out and play great against the Lopers. With Hays taking you to the fifth set, does it almost refocus you for playing number 8 UNK the next day?
Yeah, I think we were ready to play them. We were kind of looking forward to it all week, so having the opportunity finally there, was we were ready to go.
Northwest Missouri State at home coming up on Wednesday against number 21 UCO, a chance to win an MIAA title. Coach, how much has this been discussed preseason throughout the regular season? Do you even touch it at all until this point?
Oh, we've talked about it. It's on our goals. You know, it goes all the way up to national title. And so it's touched, but we don't touch on it every week by any means. It's a more of a long-term goal that we keep, you know, in the distance. And so now that we're getting closer and closer to it, you know, we talk logistics on it. But, you know, we did talk about the two games outright, one game share. And we also said your parents taught you to share, but this is something that we share this time. So we're keeping it light, but they understand what we need to do this week. And I think they're just stoked to go get it done.
Northwest Missouri State hosting Central Oklahoma. That's a 6 o'clock start coming up tomorrow as the week kind of flying by at this point. So hope folks can get out there and check that out. Alyssa, how important is that? How great would that to be just to have a packed house these final two regular season matches with a chance to see history?
Right, that'd be fantastic. I know a couple weeks ago the football team came out. It was cool to have their support. And just over the last past week, I think Bearcat Stadium has just been alive. The fans super into it. Super fun to have them on your side and kind of carry that momentum for you guys, for us, I guess. And super excited, and we got senior night coming up Friday, so excited to play for the seniors and enjoy their last time at Bearcat Arena.
Now, one thing that kind of goes hand in hand with it that we usually talk about in other ways, but you don't get an automatic bid to the tournament with winning a regular season title, but that kind of takes care of itself. That kind of goes along with it too, of like, we're not talking about that, but we're putting ourselves at a pretty good spot in the postseason too right now.
Yeah, it definitely builds some confidence from the standpoint of what you can do in the regular season. I know from the standpoint of the confidence piece and the peaking at the right time, I think that is a big piece of what we haven't necessarily found throughout the years that I've been coaching here. And so it's been fun to see us be able to do what we've done the last nine matches to get where we are right now. I would say that we're peaking at the right time and having the right mind frame to really go deep into, you know, the postseason conference tournament and then into regionals. So we look forward to the first ranking coming out, I believe, tomorrow for regionals so that we can see where we're ranked.
Northwest Missouri State 21-5 on the season, 20 plus wins for 4 years in a row now, and a chance to win at least a share of the MIAA title starting on Wednesday, then potentially clinch it outright coming up on Friday, both of those at home. Coach Wirth, Alyssa, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State sophomore setter Alyssa Rezaj. Check that junior setter. The years kind of fly by at this point. And head coach Amy Wirth joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We turn our attention to men's basketball as the Northwest men's basketball team gets their season going this weekend down in Florida as you have games with West Texas A&M and Flagler. And joining us right now is Luke Waters, a 6'6 forward who's listed as a junior. But Luke, I guess academically and in further than that, and looking to graduate here in the next year or so.
Yep, that's correct. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you here. And just talk a little bit about What drove you to want to come back and play again this season?
Yeah, so after last year, you know, we won the national championship, and Diego and I had a few conversations along with Mac, and we decided to come back one more year, see if we can do it again. I mean, we're returning four starters. We're gonna have a lot of depth this year. I don't see any reason why we can't have a chance to do it again, so we just wanted to take that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think it should be a fun season. Again, on losing one player off that roster from last year, of course, that being Trevor Hudgens, kind of a major cog last year.
Right.
You guys have a great core coming back, and it looks like some young freshmen coming into the program as well, so it really looks like the future is bright again for the Bearcats.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, we got those freshmen. We're getting them assimilated with the team, and we're getting ready to rock and roll.
And what's been the biggest difference this year from last? Obviously, even though you got so many guys back, every year is a little bit different as far as the chemistry goes and everything. What are some of the things you guys have been doing in the offseason to maybe bond and get ready to go for a good final year for you?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great preseason, just kind of building that chemistry with the new guys, and our practices have been really intense. And without Trevor, we're kind of figuring out what our team exactly is going to look like, people's new roles maybe, and how we're going to adjust that way. And we've had three scrimmages so far, and so each one we've played better and better, and people are kind of figuring out what their strengths are, how to play off of each other, and it's looking really good right now.
Has your role changed any at all coming into this year?
For me, I would say my role has changed as a leader, you know, being an older guy, fifth year, with the younger guys, kind of being somebody they could turn to and give them advice. As you know, I've been here a while now. I've been through it, and just being a leader on the court and off the court.
Now, you've put together several very fine seasons in the Bearcat program, but boy, you look at the way you finished last year in the Elite Eight there. A great finish for you personally, as well as the way the team did, getting that championship game, 12 points there. You had 17 points against Black Hills in the semifinals, and then 11 against Bentley. And not only doing that, but what you work defensively as well. It seemed like you really finished on a great high last year.
Yeah, I think it was just confidence, and as the year progressed, just getting that confidence for my teammates as well, and I was just looking to be extra aggressive, and wanted to help the team any way I can.
You've been part of a few national championship teams here at Northwest Missouri State, which is something that a lot of players from other programs in the conference can't say. But what's when you look at the championship teams you've been a part of, what's been the main thing that really stands out when you look at all those teams?
Yeah, every year is a little different. We have different players, but I think the thing that stands the test of time is our culture, and just playing only for trying to win the game. We're not playing for any individual accolades or any recognition. Like, everybody's fully bought into the program and the ultimate goal that we have. And I think that's a testament to Mac and the coaching staff and to just the culture at Northwest.
Yeah, that's something that I think, the type of players that he brings into the program make a difference there too. But you really need to buy into that concept, and it really is a concept that obviously you can point to as being very successful with the national championships that you've had, where it doesn't seem like anybody on that team really cares about the stats so much as they find whoever's got the hot hand that particular game, or maybe how each matchup works. That's what matters more than personal stats there.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think it comes down to, the like you said, the guys that Mac recruits, we come in not having any ego and caring about those sort of things. It's just about winning, because that's ultimately what's going to bring the most joy and fulfillment.
And also players that have to like that early morning of workouts in the off season, right?
yep. Those definitely go a long way in building our mental toughness and physical toughness.
And now, of course, you're going through a period of time too with a lot of your teammates that you've had to go through the COVID year, and just been just a little different type of experience than say athletes prior to COVID coming through here. But it seems like Northwest has handled that very well. Again, that the 1 year in particular where no one in the stands, and yet so many different things you had to go through the year before last to be able to compete, and you guys just found a way to rise above all that as well.
Yeah, we've had a lot of twists and turns and adversity, and so that's why I feel like at this point, throw anything at us, we're going to be able to handle it. and have success.
Yeah, and you talked earlier about you just kind of talked with Diego about the decision for both of you to come back this year. What's it mean to play next to a guy like Diego, who, again, just such a fine defensive player, but he plays with a little bit of a flair on the offensive side as well? Talk about the privilege of playing alongside with guys like Diego there.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Like I said, he was a huge reason why I came back, just his energy and aggressiveness that he brings every day to practice and games. He's just an awesome guy to play with, and looking forward to one more year playing with him.
And you got things started this weekend down in Florida, really kind of a rematch of a couple teams you saw in the Elite Eight 2 years ago, opening up with a team that you defeated in the national championship game with West Texas A&M. They're coming in ranked fifth, so Northwest ranked number one in the national rankings. So, again, it's going to be a heck of a battle against one of the top teams in the nation there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good test early, and I know Mac tries to schedule those tough matchups early to kind of see where we're at and get us prepared for that grueling MIAA schedule that we play every year, where every game we're taking the other team's best shot. So.
And you've got Flagler coming up then on Sunday to wrap up play down in Lakeland, Florida. So, again, Flagler team that was in the Elite Eight, but you guys handled them pretty well the first time around. Of course, another year difference, and they've some new players into their program as well.
Right.
But they're traditionally a team that plays very well down in the state of Florida.
Yeah, that's true. We're going into their turf, so we're going to have to bring it for sure.
And just let's talk about Luke Waters off the court and some of the things that you enjoy doing. That I know you and your teammates are pretty tight and do a lot of things together off the court as well, but what's some of the things you like to do when you get away from basketball?
Yeah, I like to hang out with my friends and my fiance. We like to go out to eat or, I don't know, just go on walks, watch movies. I don't know. I'm not super interested outside of basketball. I just kind of hang out, you know.
And academics, again, finishing up your academic work here. We'll just talk about that.
Yeah, I'm pursuing my master's right now, and I'll complete that at the end of this spring semester. And so, yeah, it's going to work out perfectly. My last year on the court, and then I'll also be ready to go off after that.
And what's your master's emphasis?
It's in accounting, so it's a master's in business with emphasis in accounting. And so.
And if I understand right, academics have been a very important part of your family.
Yeah, for sure. I take pride in being in that MIAA honor roll, and looking to be in that again this year. At the end of the day, after basketball, that's what you have to fall back on. So,
all right. Well, Luke, again, it's been a lot of fun watching you progress through your career at Northwest, and we're really looking forward to this season and seeing what you can do this year coming up for the Bearcats.
Yeah, really, really appreciate you taking the time and having me on.
All right, that's Luke Waters from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch, and now time to talk soccer, as we have a couple players from the Northwest soccer team with us, and Hannah Sterling along with Grace Weiniger, and both sophomores in the program here. And boy, you guys are finishing up this season in great style here.
Yeah.
And I guess, first of all, let's just talk to Grace here real quick, a sophomore out of Park Hill and a defender in the program. And just kind of tell us about how this program has gone for you, or this season has gone. Again, it just seems like kind of picking up where you guys left off 1 year ago.
Sure. Yeah, for me personally, I haven't had a ton of minutes. I've been struggling with some injuries and some body management issues, but it's been really great to kind of get to take a passenger seat in a way and watch and really be encourage my teammates. Of course, I love would love to play, and I love the minutes that I'm getting now, but to watch them thrive. And really, like you said, we haven't skipped a beat from last year. We had a little bit of a lull in the beginning of the season, but obviously, what, 8-9 games in a row now, like unbeaten, and we have really great momentum going into the postseason. I think that's what's really exciting.
And it really seems, too, the way the schedule played out, having an opportunity to finish up the season strong at home was a big key to the way things are going as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a heck of a game this past Sunday. It seemed like Sunday, when that matchup with Washburn, the opening round of the MIAA tournament, it was kind of like who was going to blink first in that game, going scoreless through the first half, and then you were able to get things rolling there in the second half.
Yeah, it was exciting to be able to score early into the second half and just continue that momentum through the rest of the half, and just watching other teammates score is always fun, too.
Now, did you feel like once that first goal went in that maybe you could kind of take a deep breath and relax a little bit, knowing that, again, that first one ends just huge the way the rest of the game would go then?
Yes, it helps relieve some of the stress, just knowing when it's tied, you're kind of frantic, you're looking for that goal. But when we scored, we kind of had some ease. We knew that we needed to continue to score, though. We couldn't just sit back and let them come at us, but it's always good to get up on them.
And then it just seemed, boom, there's another one, and then another one right after that, and then you could kind of roll to the end of the game.
Yeah, that was great.
And just what does it mean to be a part of a program which, again, picks up an MIAA postseason tournament win there? You've got another big match coming up this Friday, but to make the stride where and you handled the thing so well in that opening round, too, against Washburn, does that give you a lot of confidence right now?
Yeah, that gives us a lot of confidence. I think just like Gray said, we're on our 8-game winning streak. Just having that momentum is great. And going in to this game on Friday, we know that we're good. We know our potential. And so we just need to push each other and just continue to win.
And a rematch of a matchup earlier this year with Emporia State. Imagine you're looking forward to getting back at them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we played them earlier this season, regular season. We didn't get the result we wanted. This is also a little bit of deja vu from last year, and we played them in the same position last year and again didn't get the result that we wanted. And I think we feel like it's about time, and we believe in the potential that we have. Like Hannah said, we are a talented team. I genuinely believe that we're even better than we were last year. And we have the mindset, not only the physical talent on the field, but the mental to go and take it to them, and I'm really excited for Friday.
You just feel like you're playing with a lot more confidence than earlier in the year?
Absolutely,
yes.
And what's been the biggest difference on the field, not only with the confidence level, but the way you guys have been playing right now as maybe earlier on in the season?
Yeah, I think there was, for some reason, we had a little bit of disconnect, a little bit of disjointedness. We had, you know, with the freshmen coming in, we had a transfer come in who are all playing really significant minutes for us, which is fantastic. I think we kind of stumbled a little bit, but we had a moment and the team when we weren't getting the results that we wanted, and we all sat down together and kind of had a little come to Jesus moment and was like, you know, this isn't good enough and we need to step up, and we have all of the things and we need to put it together and we need to start getting results. And we actually sat down and said, we're not going to lose the rest of the season. And it seemed lofty at the time. And yet here we are. And we did it, and we achieved that goal. And that's something that I'm incredibly proud of this team for doing and maintaining, because we knew it was possible. And we really just leaned into each other. And I think we became more of a team than we ever have been before.
And that's so important, is you see success of not only other soccer teams, but just when you look around the Northwest, where you see the team aspect of what the Bearcat football team's bringing, the men's basketball team, what the women are on the basketball side are building. It just seems like that's one constant that we're seeing in a lot of teams at Northwest, is that family atmosphere and to be able to play as a team.
Yeah, it's so fun going to other games and seeing teams do good, and then they come to your games, and we can just continue to encourage each other. The atmosphere is just amazing, so that also pushes us more. Like when volleyball wins and then football wins, we're like, okay, we got to win. Like we got to keep this Bearcat win streak going, and so that's always fun too.
And the pressure's on you guys too, because you're playing the last game of the weekend too, a lot on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to keep all that going, you guys know you got to win.
Oh, absolutely. We got to keep a clean sheet for Northwest. And you know, it's always fun to go in the office, too, like on Mondays and stuff, especially when everybody's winning. You know, volleyball gets 2 wins, football gets a win, we get, you know, track, cross country, whoever, tennis, and everybody's in a good mood and supporting each other. And that's the coolest part about this program, not even just soccer, but Northwest in general, is that everybody is encouraging each other all the time. I see coaches and from other programs that I maybe don't know very well, but they're always, you know, hey, good luck this weekend. Hey, we came out to your game. You did great, whatever. And it truly feels like you have a whole community behind you, not just your staff and your program.
Right, and you look at what you've done so far this year, 13 wins overall, tying the mark that you got from last year as far as setting a program record and an opportunity to set another program record now, if a win against Emporia State, and hopefully more past that as well. And it looks like coming into this the last Central Region rankings, I think we'll have a new ranking coming up pretty quick if it isn't already up, but 7th in the region last week. So you guys are playing for not only more than just an MIAA title, but hopefully some good soccer coming on here in the next week or two.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think definitely even for the seniors, just we want to be able to set that record for them, but just finish out the season strong for those girls. But it's also just amazing to see how our team is getting better and better each year, and we are setting new goals for ourselves. So I feel like the standard just is just getting higher and higher, so we're just pushing ourselves more, which is amazing for this program.
And the thought too, coming in, you've got a couple more years left for both of you here to where this, they're just the sky's the limit for both of you here.
It's cool. Mark and Quaid really believe in us and in our class and all of our girls, but they push us to be the best, and they kind of let us drive the bus, which is cool. I really do feel like it's a community, and we all have a say and all have a part, and it's very much player led, and we are truly motivating each other. It doesn't have to come from them. They do a great job of keeping us level headed and where we need to be, but for the most part, you know, we want to win for each other, and that I think is what has really driven our success so far, is that, you know, we're not doing it because we want the numbers or this or that. You know, we've had, I mean, shoot, Lily Ellis, like, her shutout, that's unreal. She doesn't do it for her. She does it because she wants to be successful for everyone else, and I think that is a really cool mindset that you don't see a lot, especially in college athletics, and I think that is one of the key factors to our success.
And another thing, looking at both of you, again, Hannah coming in from Olathe and then Grace from Park Hill, kind of a Kansas City area is really becoming a nice hotbed of junior soccer, and you both have had an opportunity to play a lot of soccer down there, and I imagine that's something that's been really beneficial for both of you here.
Yeah, I played soccer basically my whole life. In Olathe, we played in the league. We played in MRL. High school was so fun. Just being able to be in an atmosphere that just has a lot of soccer and a lot of good soccer has been really helpful. And just coming here and just continuing to get better and grow with girls. Even coming, another girl from my high school came to Northwest to play also. So that's so fun, is just continuing to play with people I knew even in high school.
And a big matchup coming up on Friday again with Emporia State. Just talk a little bit about second time around. What are you looking for in this matchup on Friday?
Sure. So we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. We haven't gotten the results that we wanted the last couple times we've played them. They are a little bit of a thorn on our side, we talk about sometimes, and that's okay. The cool part about this team is I think we love adversity. We love being the underdog, which is a cool spot to be in, especially in a game like this. And I think that we have the mental focus and the mental capability beyond anything that we've had in the past to be able to be successful. We have the talent, we have the physicality, we have all the soccer pieces. That's fine. We got that covered. But for the first time ever, I really truly believe that all of us believe that we are able to be successful against this team. And I truly think that we're going to see a different Northwest soccer team on Friday, and I'm very excited to see it.
You know, you guys talk about you love being the underdog. You guys keep on winning. You're not going to be the underdog after long, are you?
No, that was kind of the theme last year. Is nobody really? We kind of felt like nobody really took us seriously, and we had to fight for that recognition and those results. And it's still we're getting results now, and that's exciting. And I think people are starting to take us seriously. But I, especially in these bigger games, in these conference tournaments, in the NCAA tournament, I still think that people see us as an underdog, and I am really excited to prove them wrong.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that on Friday there. Yeah, no, both Grace and Hannah, great to have you with us here on the show here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. You've been talking with Grace Weiniger along with Hannah Sterling from the Northwest soccer team. We'll be back and have more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With the full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State cross country now as the MIAA Championships set for this weekend in Joplin, Missouri. We're joined by cross country coach Wick Cunningham, also a sophomore from the men's team, Austin Getchy, and from the women's team, sophomore Alina Thibault. And first, coach, we look at the final days before diving into the MIAA Championships. What's the mindset? What are you working with? I mean, we had a few weeks since going up into Nebraska, so how do you treat these final days just to make sure everyone's, of course, peak health, but at the same time, they've got the right focus heading in?
Yeah, we talk about similar stuff we've talked about all year. We're really focused on our execution and effort going into this meet. The plan doesn't really change much all year. We're not going to get to the end of the year and flip everything on its head. We want to make sure we're just staying consistent. We're not getting too aggressive or greedy in our training and our workouts. But at the same time, we're also not backing off too much. You know, I see a lot of people make the mistake of backing off way, way too much and kind of falling flat at the end.
Lena, as we look at it, we have rolled through to this point four meets. You've got a fifth one coming up with the MIAA Championships. The Bearcat women's team has really stepped up and ran well every time going out. Do you put any more expectations on yourself going into a conference meet like this, or is it we've been so good as it is, if we keep rolling, we have a chance to bring home some hardware?
I'm not putting too much on myself. It's just more the nerves because I know it's a bigger meet. But I just feel confident in the team, and I'm really excited to see what we can put out there because our team is really good and we have a lot of potential, and I'm just excited to see where we can go.
Are some of these nerves kind of geared toward, I'm ready to run now, like let's go ahead and get this sucker rolling instead of having so much time in between?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's weird to have so much time in between because I'm just like, okay, I just want to get it over with. I want to get the big race done. I want to see how I do. I'm just excited, but also good nerves at the same time.
You're just a sophomore, still young within this program and room to grow, but you've already put up good numbers here throughout this season. When you see Caroline Cunningham, Amber Owens, what they're doing and trying to track down them, how much of that is pushing you to be better and better to where you're like, I've got good times, but I have a chance to break some records of some pretty impressive athletes as I go along?
Every day they push me in practice, races. I always try and just see how they're feeling and see what they do, and I try and do what they do. And I mean, I always try and run my own race, but I also try and keep them in my mindset, and just they're big like goals for me, so they inspire me a lot.
Well, Northwest down to the MIAA Championships in Joplin coming up this weekend. Austin, from the men's perspective, kind of the same thing, of ran well throughout the year, but now you got to go from some of those bigger meets with all these schools from across the Midwest and some Division I runners, and now it's kind of whittled down into the MIAAs. Does it change kind of the way you view this? Do you run any differently, or is it still just kind of trying to find that same rhythm of, like, just go out there and be me?
I'm definitely excited because it's a conference meet, but as Wick said, like, I'm not trying to make this some special meet, just keep doing what we've been doing.
Overall, we look at it for both the men's and women's sides. The Bearcats have outperformed quite a few Division I programs throughout this year already. Does that add a little more confidence? Does that kind of boost you up a little bit to where, hey, if we continue running like this, we have a chance to be among the tops within the conference this weekend?
Yeah, it definitely helps confidence, beating all those D1 teams.
As we look at it, we were kind of talking before we went on, the weather has been unseasonably warm. We've been very blessed with this fall to this point. What's that like running in it? Getting out, getting yourself prepared, knowing that you're not having to bundle up or be ready for 30 to 40 degree temperatures, but it still kind of feels like it's August out there at times.
Well, personally, I like 45 degree weather, so this is a little hot for me, but Yeah, it is what it is. Can't really change the weather. So,
Wick, is this a matter of kind of going through and we typically think more about cramping and that sort of thing as an issue early on in the season, kind of goes away as the weather, the temperature does drop a little bit, but is that a concern of kind of making sure folks are pounding fluids and ready to go?
Yeah, you know, it's really just focus on, you know, the diet and hydration throughout the year, just being consistent day to day. It looks like down in Joplin on the weekend it should be 60 with a chance of rain, actually. So it's going to cool off a touch. But it's one of those things that we just need to plan out. It's like, okay, what am I going to eat? When am I going to eat it? How am I going to hydrate? Kind of what's my plan? That's something we need to think about now, not 8 minutes before the start of the race.
Bearcats getting set to head to Joplin this weekend. 2 weeks later, the NCAA Central Region Championships in Joplin. How much of a leg up is that, getting to head down to that same location back-to-back?
Yeah, it's super advantageous to be on the region course a couple weeks prior. You know, we're going to get a feel for it, you know, especially since a lot of the top teams in our region are from other conferences, that they don't have the opportunity to run it just prior. You know, it's a course that we've also ran well in the past, so a lot of our returners have gone there and done well, and that's also just a leg up even going into this meet, where we're just excited to get back on that course, and it's like, yeah, we have a lot of PRs here, we can do it again.
Alina, how much does that comfortability factor kind of play in? Of course, running in Maryville's great. Going to Joplin, you've been there before, and again, back-to-back meets there. For you as a runner, is that kind of, all right, I kind of like to settle in and just kind of, I've hit this certain point, now I need that to really turn things up, or kind of figure it out as you go?
I think it will be good because I've definitely ran the meet before, and so I really know the course, and I know where I kind of struggled at last year, but I also am a different runner this year, so I could struggle at different points. So conference is really nice because I get to learn those different points, and then at regionals, I can fight off those points where I didn't do so well. So it's a good learning experience, and I'm excited for it.
Bearcats, the MIAA Championships this weekend, November 19th, the NCAA Central Region Championships. Of course, Wick, ultimately, want to go through and win a national championship. You want to get to the end. But the conference meet also holds a lot of weight, too, at the same time, as far as you see these teams a lot, some bragging rights involved. Emphasis as a coach, do you put any? I know you said it's the same meet, don't go too overboard, but from that personal thought of running in the conference.
Yeah, you know, it's really a great opportunity to compete against very similar schools, regionally, size-wise, everything, and it's like, it's nice to see how do we stack up against schools in our area, and this is the opportunity to see where do we fall in that range. Absolutely, you know, we're going into this meet trying to do the best we possibly can, and in order to do that, we treat it like any other meet, but there is kind of that emphasis, everyone's excited, it's MIAA Championships, NCAA Central Regional Championships, it's like, it's the first meets with that championship title in it, and everyone knows that, and they get kind of excited about that, and it's a lot of fun. So we're just looking to kind of continue to ride the wave we've been doing all year, but also know that it's like, hey, this is a big opportunity, and it's an exciting opportunity.
Bearcat Cross Country in the MIAA Championships coming up this weekend from Joplin. Appreciate you guys coming on and chatting with us, and good luck.
Thank you.
From the cross country team, Northwest Cross Country Coach Wick Cunningham, sophomore from the men's squad, Austin Getchy, and sophomore from the women's squad, Alina Tebow, joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pete's Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball getting set to take on Doan this evening. Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking with Northwest Missouri State sophomore guard Peyton Kellerman and her sister, sophomore Lindsay Kellerman. Did I mix those up? Did I get those backwards? Lindsay's a redshirt freshman and Peyton's a sophomore. There we go. Appreciate you coming in. Coming off of a game against Drake on Sunday, kind of a homecoming. Urbandale, Iowa natives. You went to Waukee, about 15 minutes down the road from the university there at Drake. What was that like, Lindsay, the chance to get out there, get some game action, and play in front of so many friends and family there?
It was amazing. Just we had so many friends and family that just like wanted to come and see us and watch us play. And so it was, I don't know, it did feel like a home game seeing all of them there. And it was just, we had a lot of people, so it was just fun to see them all.
There had to be a lot of energy that went to that with that too, because Mizzou Arena a couple days before, it felt like just a bigger, more spacious venue with fewer people there. But boy, things at Drake were a little tighter, and the stands were almost completely full for an exhibition game. I mean, that's a lot to draw off of, I think, right?
Yeah. No, there was a lot of fans there, but it was kind of cool. It made like the experience better in the game, just like that much better, and gave us a good environment.
So family and friends had the chance to get there, obviously, because it's so close to where you're from. But at the same time, too, Coach Guess, your high school coach, also emailing out all the high schoolers and junior high student-athletes saying, come out, check out the game. Does that kind of resonate with you yet? I mean, obviously, you guys are still pretty young, but Peyton, you think about it, there are a lot of kids looking up to you that were you were looking up to them at one point. Now, all of a sudden, you've grown into the leaders of this this community and players that have gone on to do great things. What's that like, seeing so many young girls looking up to you, too, and what you've done so far?
Oh, I think it's awesome. And just we have such a special bond with the people in the community there. And like you said, I mean, when we were in high school, we were looking up to people playing in college. And now that we can be those role models for little girls, it's awesome. And just knowing that what we do in the gym, how we play, how we work, like they're all looking up to us in those areas. So just to being that role model for them, it's a neat experience.
Basketball-wise, did it feel like the Bearcats made a jump from Wednesday to Sunday, playing at Mizzou, playing at Drake? Good teams, different styles, but it just felt like maybe some of the rust was shaken off and some shots fell, of course.
Yeah, for sure. I think against Mizzou, we were definitely getting good looks still, but I feel like we were just struggling to make anything. There was kind of just a lid on the basket. So I think going into Drake, you know, people had that experience one game under their belt. So I think we were a lot calmer and just in control more. So to see us play better at Drake, that was exciting.
Lindsay, too, is it just kind of, all right, we're getting rid of some butterflies from the opener. It just becomes more basketball once you get to game two.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, on Wednesday's game versus Mizzou, that was like the first time I played since high school. So it's like, that's a year plus since you played. So it's like, okay, getting that game under your belt and moving on, like the game on Sunday, just it felt good. And I'm excited for this season.
Did you go into the opener with a few more knots in your stomach, the dry mouth, anything like that to go along with, like, I mean, it's been a while. We're in a pretty big venue here.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I don't get too worked up with all that stuff, but, I mean, I feel like there's a little bit of nerves there, but, hey, that means you care, so.
There you go. Well, of course, you guys, state champions in high school. You played at a very high level there, now at Northwest Missouri State. You've been in some big situations. Getting set for Doan tonight. What do you want to accomplish? Obviously a win, but what do you want to check off on, along the way of we're ready to go for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a good test for us. Just against the two Division I teams we played, they definitely have height and athleticism more than what our team does. So for tonight, I think it's going to be a good test just to see how we compare against a different team, you know, where we have the height, we have more of the athleticism. So just going out there and really focusing on, hey, this is what we need to do to win, and just executing that.
And I assume too, all right, we've got the height, athleticism, we're skilled, it's put the foot on the gas, mm-hmm. and don't let up, just push for a full 40 minutes.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's our goal. And you know, we've kind of been on the other end these past two games of people putting the gas on us, so it's like we kind of want to repay the favor this game. That's the goal, at least. So,
well, Northwest Missouri State taking on Doan tonight at 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 pregame on KXCV, KLRNW. A homecoming with Coach Steinmeier coming back in, which I'm sure you guys have probably heard some stories. but also Mallory McConkey coming back as a GA. You had a full year to get to know Mallory. What's that going to be like, seeing her on the other side, but also reuniting there too?
It's going to be awesome. She's seriously one of the best people, and I think, you know, there's a saying here, like, once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat, but I feel like we truly live that out here. And, you know, seeing her just because she's going to be on the other team, that doesn't take anything away. Like, we'll see her. It'll be a whole reunion. I'm sure her whole family will be in the stands tonight. They'll have their own little section. So it's going to be fun, you know, and just welcoming them back. It's exciting and just kind of brings some energy to the game tonight.
Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Lindsay Payton, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State guards Lindsay Kilderman, Payton Kilderman, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Pizza Ranch. Appreciate you tuning in for the show. Still to come here and now on KXEV Maryville, KLRN W at Chillicothe. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.